Ways number 10 to 12 deal with key relationships in your life. One of the most important ways to get wisdom is to be able to access the wisdom of others. Way number 10 is serving the wise man. If you're around wise people, learn to benefit from their wisdom. This isn't as easy as it sounds. We have a natural resistance to learn from others. Women notice that in men, as the joke goes. Why were the Jews lost in the desert for 40 years? Because the men didn't want to ask directions. Why that resistance? We want to think that we know everything. What we don't know, we think, I'll learn myself. Pride affects every human being, and learning from someone else is a humbling experience. To overcome that resistance, we need to appreciate the need to learn from people. To build a bridge, you would need to learn engineering from others. Is life less complicated than a bridge? We think we can learn about life from experience, but would you make investment decisions that way? Rav Noach used to quote the proverb, a fool learns from his own mistakes, a wise man learns from the mistakes of others. Learning from your own mistakes can include divorces, choosing the wrong career, spending the best years of your life chasing money instead of meaning. These can be very painful experiences, and often we get the wrong lessons. We say, forget about marriage, it doesn't work, instead of, I chose based on the wrong standards, or I didn't study how to make marriage work. So you need to learn from others. Who do you learn from? In Pirkei Avos, it says, who is the wise man? The one who learns from everyone. Look at people 5, 10, or 20 years older and try to figure out, what do they know that I need to know? When you're a guest at someone's house or hosting someone, don't spend the time telling people about your life. Ask about their lives. If they have had unique experience, ask them what they learned from them. The rabbis say, stand even for an elderly non-Jew, because how many acts of God has he seen? The best people to learn from are wise people, people who have learned from Torah, God's book of wisdom. When you meet a wise man, have at your fingertips the questions you want clarity on. Rav Noach suggested as an exercise, write down 5 questions you would ask if you met the wisest man in the world. What's the ultimate meaning of life? How do I juggle work and Torah study? What's the key factor in choosing a school for my children? Whatever your questions are, when you meet a wise man, even if he isn't the wisest in the world, ask him. We can gain wisdom from any person, especially wise people, but the rabbis say, make for yourself a Rav. Make someone a special teacher that you go to with all your life questions. Why have one special teacher? South Africans love to go from rabbi to rabbi. The answer is that if you go to many people, you pick and choose. You go to the person who will tell you what you want to hear, or go to many people until one of them tells you what you want to hear. Choosing one rabbi doesn't mean you have to follow blindly whatever he says. But by appointing someone your special rabbi, you have to take seriously what he says. If you disagree with him, you have to think out seriously why you disagree and argue it out with him. You can't just say, like we normally do, that's his opinion and I think differently. When you choose your Rav, look for a Torah scholar who understands what life is about from the ultimate source. But you also have to feel that he is selfless, interested in you, with no hidden agenda. He must have sensitivity and judgment with people. Most important, he has to be available to you. If the greatest Torah scholar in town is too busy that he doesn't have the time to talk with you and understand your problems, find the second greatest. The rabbi said, make for yourself a Rav, even if he's smaller in wisdom than you. But what good is a Rav who knows less than you? The sages understood that even the wisest people are subjective about issues that concern themselves. They gave as an example the story of King Solomon and Shimei ben Gera. Shimei was head of the Sanhedrin and joined with King David's rebellious son Avshalom. When King David was running away from Avshalom, Shimei cursed him. Cursing a king is a death penalty offense. But when King David defeated Avshalom and returned, he didn't want to be seen as coming back to take revenge. He swore to Shimei he wouldn't kill him. He even made Shimei, who was a wise man, the teacher of Shlomo, the son who would take over from him. King David felt that Shimei should be punished for cursing the king. On his deathbed, he commanded Shlomo to find a pretext to execute Shimei. Shlomo, who asked and was given by God wisdom greater than any other man, was able to find a pretext and had Shimei executed. Soon after that, Shlomo made his first big mistake by marrying the daughter of Pharaoh of Egypt. He certainly had strong reasons why he thought it was the right thing, but she was a headstrong lady who started the spiritual decline of the Jewish people. The rabbis make a connection between the two events. They say, always a person should live in the place of his Rav, because if Shlomo had not killed Shimei, he would never have married Pharaoh's daughter. Shlomo was the wisest man in the world, but Shimei could be objective. Had he been alive, he would have convinced Shlomo that it was a bad idea. So if you can't find the ideal teacher, find someone you respect and make him your teacher. He or she can be objective where you can't be.